see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Thanks, Grant, for playing that wonderful music. I let it go this time, Larry. I was going to cut it off and, you know, get back to the show, but I listened to the ad that was spoken right before Louis started singing, and it was about the boot camps. It made me reminisce. I mean, you know, it seems like they were yesteryear, okay? And we still don't know when we'll be able to do them, but it made me think of so many fine people who have come to those and such fine results they've had. And it made me think, you know what, it is a wonderful world. And Barry and Larry are ready. We are chomping at the bit, ready to do our 100-minute investment overview. It talks all about the investment process in great detail. And again, it's with a powerful PowerPoint, if you will, okay, and good handouts for it also. And then, of course, we have what the ad was just prior to that break, the boot camp for people interested in buying their primary residence or selling their primary residence. And both the boot camp and the Vestera Wealth Building Seminar are really, really high moments for all attendees, because the information is clean. It's heavy duty. By that I mean there's lots of it, but the handouts correspond so that you could retain the information that you've received in those workshops. Larry?
And Barry, I just want people to know, we don't know of any other place where you can get this kind of information fed to you in such a short period of time.
And I'm sorry that we don't know of other places, Larry. And I had no idea that you were going to say that, or that I was going to say what I just said. Okay, the air moved us on this wealth building, and yet it's going to be appropriate to my key to wealth today. I mean, spot on. Remember what you just said. You don't know of any other place that does it. And we're not happy about that. I want to get to my key to wealth today. It's the third part of this three-part series. And the key is always, same key, always have a top investment team leader, or don't even think about investing. My tip is the same as it's been for the last 2 weeks. Do not invest until you know how the particular investment program works, how that program continues to work once you're in it. How do you get out of that program if you're not satisfied? And especially, though, how do you get into it safely and smartly? In the prior 2 weeks, in the prior two parts, I spoke of having some sort of thoughts or plan for yourself on what you want from your investment actions. What are you looking for? Have a list of write it out, top characteristics that you want from a top investment team leader. Have at least a rough format of your actual interview process, and know what you're looking for in a trusted advisor. What kind of market knowledge do you want them to have? How great a negotiator should they be? They better be great. They better be an excellent marketeer when it comes time to sell that asset so that you could get that investment in your hands, other than refinancing. How about, are they a caregiver? And do they have that all-important calming spirit, so that in a tough time, when you're in a pinch, or when there's a time schedule, or life happened and a negative event occurred, and you want a good person to speak with pertaining to your investment, do they have that all-important calming and caring spirit? Here is the third week. Where can you find your top investment team leader? Larry, when I wrote this, I said kind of quickly, guess what? But as I looked at that a couple of times before today's show, and this one I wrote out very carefully, the guess what I did not mean in a cynical or sarcastic or negative manner, but it's a little bit sad, the answer. because to find a top investment team leader is even more difficult than finding a top agent. And you and I know, and our listeners know, in the world of residential real estate, only the top 1, 2, or 3% of all licensed agents might qualify as a top agent. And now that's our other show, the Barry and Larry Show, for home buyers and home sellers. So you see, you have to be even more careful in the selection of your wealth builder team leader. Our Vestera Hotspot system to your wealth building is the best that we have seen anywhere. Partially, we put it together in 03, expanded it recently in the last year, because there's nothing else like it. So we're filling a void for consumers. And sadly, right now, on one hand, sadly, on the other hand, very proudly, we have only one top investment team leader. And he's speaking right now. And I'm sorry that I'm the only one, but I promise you, I'm not the only one for long. We are developing some others. Those that we are developing right now, though, are outside of Colorado. And I did not intend this to be an advertisement, a solicitation, but I'm going to make it as such. We would love to have you, if you think you fit the characteristics and have experience in residential investing, know a lot about numbers, care a lot about people, please give me a call. Larry, that isn't what I wrote or planned to say, but I thought it was fitting because I don't like much negative. I'm very practical. I accept negative. We look at researching anything, whatever it shows, we reveal. But we need a couple more people who might want to be these top investment team leaders. We have some big opportunities. Go ahead.
Yeah, if you're interested, please text or call us at 303-888-3788 mm-hmm. or drop us an email at truth@BarryandLarry.com.
You better be willing to work hard because it's not easy in the sense that we have high expectations because every consumer is important, and to keep up, it's very, very difficult. You had another question, Larry?
I do. Why aren't there more such programs throughout the United States, Barry? Why do we think we're about the only one?
First and foremost, the securities industry has sometimes a lock hold on retirement planning, on investment planning. And that's historical, okay? It's hysterical. No, it's not funny. It's not really nice. It's not all that favoring of the consumer because that industry doesn't put enough emphasis on consumers at all. Okay, real estate has to, thank goodness, with our fiduciary duties. At least we have some little credence of caring for the consumer. So again, the history in our country has been that the securities industry and insurance industries have exceeded the real estate industries in putting something like this together. So that's the big macro answer, and it's huge. However, right down to it, Larry, it takes a lot of work, a lot of effort, a lot of dots, more dots than most people are willing to put together. It takes a lot of those dots, many, many dots, coming together for the benefit of the consumer. And frankly, most people aren't willing to put that much time and effort into developing a system. We have something special here, Larry, and everybody involved in it knows.
That's right, Barry. And we talk about a turnkey mm-hmm. system. Mm-hmm. Why don't we explain to people what mm-hmm. that means? Because most people are very reluctant to invest in real estate because of all the work that comes with it.
Yeah, and the whole thing here is that the turnkey system, and that really, maybe that's the short answer to why others don't do it, because they don't know how to put together a turnkey system. That could be the short answer. I didn't realize that till now. But Larry, the turnkey system means the consumers really have to meet with themselves to put together what do they want. Then at some point, they don't have to have much together, come and meet with us, and we deal with four pages of profile development for that consumer to put together what are their objectives, you know, to make it clear to them. And if they have it clear, we're ready. And how can they be best served from what kind of a program? Okay, our program is focused on residential real estate properties because the returns are 30, 35, 40, 45, 48, 47.15% of their money, and there's nothing like it. So look, the markets may not always be as favorable as they are. Then the returns are going to be 25, 28, 32, 38%. It's still unbeatable, okay? And so the turnkey, literally, Larry, I'm going to be as brash and concise, succinct as I can be. It's, hey, Barry and Larry Vestera Hotspot Investment Wealth Building Program, here's the money I have to invest. Here's my expectations. Here's what I want from it. Now, what I want from it is individual. Could be a college plan, could be a retirement plan, could be a this plan or that plan, could be an estate building, could get into the multi-millions of dollars, et cetera. That's okay. And then they're saying, go get that for us. You said you could. That's how simple it can be. Hey, guys, I have $50,000. I want you to turn it into $400,000 for me in 3 years. Can you do it? And then we'll see if we could put it together. We outline the plan, and the consumer says, go do it. And then we stay in touch with them with quarterly reports. Does that help?
It does. I just want to point out to people that we, as part of a turnkey system, we will help you find property managers and all the kind of work that
loans,
you need.
All the work. We oversee it or do it for you.
That is correct.
All right. Well, that is the overview of the program. That is why you always want a top investment team leader when you invest. And they better be forthcoming with information whenever and however you need it. This is Barry Miller along with Larry Stanley of the Wealth Building Show. We're going to take our last break and then we're going to come back and we're going to give some other insights from this week's snapshot. Okay, you know what? Let's share some data, Larry. We've been doing, you especially, have been doing a lot of research for the quarterly updates on our hotspots. Tell us a little bit, tell our listeners a little bit about the 500, how quickly, do it the quick version, from 500 cities down to five. I'd rather say up to five, the top five. And then let's talk about adjunct cities because we're working on that because so many people, Larry, have you know, less cash available. And so we have the Pueblo adjunct. We're looking at Dayton, Ohio as potentially an adjunct hotspot. Talk to us about the 500 to 5 and then adjunct.
Well, the 500 to 5, we look at over 50 data points of different data on each city. And then we say, well, these cities we can get rid of because they don't meet our minimum requirements, and we work through it. So we go from
the minimum requirements are for what? Safety.
That, okay, right.
I mean, this is important. The minimum requirements that we have are economic based, but they're for the safety of our consumers' money.
Right. And so we narrow it down fairly quickly to around 100, maybe as low as 50 cities, at which point we really start studying the data points and narrow it down to the five cities that have the best probability of returning the promised investments returns that we give you. And we do this on a quarterly basis so that you always know that when you invest in a Vestera hotspot city, you're going to get the best results you possibly can.
And when you said best probability, for what period of time?
3 years.
2 to 3 years. The next 2 to 3 years. We're not looking for a flash in the pan. It's, oh, okay, you made money for 6 months, and then you have to sell it and then lose money. Uh-uh. No. It's a two, well, you could hold the property as short a period or long a period as you want, but we're looking for hot spots that are going to be solid for 2 to 3 years. And with 500 to choose from, okay, granted, our criteria, like you said, takes us to 100, 150 very quickly, but then it becomes tedious and detailed, and we do it every quarter, but in particular once a year. And we have five spots. Larry, I want to talk about one of them, because this quarter we had one city pop up, and it didn't pop out of the blue, because we always had, we know what the prior quarter said, but it knocked out a city, and I've told a couple people about it, and they were pleasantly surprised. Which is our newest hotspot city?
Phoenix,
Arizona came up, and that means that Phoenix is a bright future for the next 2 to 3 years minimum. Okay. Colorado Springs continues as our local hotspot. Colorado Springs is still the hottest, Larry. But I'm going to say it, one of the reports, we have 55 or more vantage points. Colorado Springs showed a 14.4% median price increase year over year most recently. Do you have Phoenix's number? I do.
I don't have it in front of
11.8%.
Still a fantastic return.
Fantastic return. It's the second highest of our top five hotspots. So it didn't just move up. We don't rank them 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. They're all five for different reasons. Different people may like them. But on that important element of median price increasing, Colorado Springs moved right up to number two of our top five spots. 11.8%. The median price in Phoenix is $309,000. The median price in Colorado Springs, per the national report, is $340,000. So there you have it. A little bit of insights from Barry and Larry about the wealth of the Wealth Building Program. We're here every week to share with you information. We put together a snapshot. Order your snapshot now. It's free. Weekly report, 303-888-3788. Larry?
And please, if you're interested in attending a seminar, text or call us or email us at truth@barryandlarry.com.
Yep, and then we are chomping at the bit to get our seminars going. Just text us at 303-888-3788. Tell us you'd like to attend an upcoming seminar. Thanks so much. Have a great weekend.